Oh, it's on. Hello. Yes, it's Stephen Scott here. Sean Preece is also here. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Stephen.
Now, I thought we'd jump on just very quickly to tell our lovely listeners about an amazing feature I found. And I want to show you this because I think you'll like this.
Go on. I'm intrigued.
Okay, so I'm going to go into my...
Entertainment folder.
That one.
21 apps.
21?
Entertainment folder. 21?
How much entertainment does one man need? Okay. Right, okay, calm down. Right, so I'll go through my apps. I'm looking for one in particular.
Sky Plus. Sky Go. Netflix.
That's the one.
Double tap.
So I've double tapped it to open. And I'm now in Netflix. And there's two things I'm going to show you here, Sean, that I think you'll
browse
find interesting. Button. So I'm on the browse button, which is handy because that's exactly where I want to be. So I'm going to double tap that.
Browse.
And there's a big list of categories.
Action and adventure.
Okay.
Anime. British films. Comedies. Documentaries. Dramas. Festive favourites. Horror films. But independent films.
I love horrors.
But international movies. Children and family films. But romantic
could be
films.
A long list.
But sci-fi and fantasy. Thrillers. But audio description.
Hey! Audio description! Oh. So there you go. So audio description. So if I go in there.
Selected. Audio description.
That is now bringing up a list of all the programmes that have got AD on them.
Oh, I know. How good is that? I mean, that's what people ask me all the time. How do I find this stuff? And that's they've now added to the categories. Perfect.
So let's see what's available then. So it's dropped it on...
Van Helsing. Button.
Van Helsing.
Display detail. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Button. The OA.
Oh, I love that.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, so funny.
Okay.
Button. Barry. Button.
Barry, that's that new...
Display details. A young Barack Obama forges his identity while dealing with race, divergent cultures and ordinary life as a New York City college student.
Yeah, that's quite good. Okay, so that's available with audio description. So when I start playing that, it will have audio description on it, which is fantastic. It has the function built in. So that's great. That means I now know what has audio description, which tends to influence my viewing.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing worse when you click on something and then you're looking for the audio description streaming option and it's not there. It's really disappointing.
But there's also some more options here.
Add to my list.
Add to my list, so I can watch it whenever I want.
Share button.
Not quite sure what share does. Is it just tells Facebook that you're watching it, I guess?
Yeah, I think it just tells other people about the program is available on Netflix.
Doesn't sort of send it to my mum?
No, I don't think so.
Mum gets a text message with a film in it. Right, okay. And the other one?
Download.
Ah, now this is interesting. And what we've been reading about is that a lot of people are downloading their programs. Let's start downloading this while we're talking, actually.
Downloading.
So it's downloading just now. One of the things we read about was that when you downloaded these programs, they didn't have the audio description track. That's a bit of a problem.
This download feature has just recently been added, so you can download things for when you haven't got internet connection. Download the TV or the movie onto your device and watch it when you're on the train or whenever you haven't got the Wi-Fi connection. So, you know, it's a good idea, but it didn't have the audio description when you downloaded whatever the content was.
Yeah, well, this is going to take a while to download, so I think we'll play some appropriate music. Okay, we've tried downloading it, so that's fine, and we've now got it here. Let me now hit play, and let's see if the audio description shows up.
Play Barry. Button. Landscape. Home button to the right. Back to browse. Button.
Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.
Fantastic. Yay! That is fantastic news. So I'm just going to turn that off. Or we'll have to probably pay something. but yeah, that is great. So basically what that shows us is that when you download a program now onto your iPhone or iPad, the audio description track comes with it. Finally.
I know. How good is that? And I got to say, how good are Netflix with this sort of thing? I mean, this is so recent that they added the download feature. Everyone threw their hands up in the air saying there's no audio description option with this, including me. And it's been barely a few weeks and they've fixed it. Excellent job.
And not only that, the amount of content that has audio description, huge amounts of BBC programs, all the Netflix original stuff, even shows that didn't have AD before now seem to have it. So the list is growing. Lots of movies as well. Some really good ones on there. There's a horror I've wanted to watch for a while called Lucy. It's on there. World War Z, which I love because it was actually the first 10 minutes of it was filmed in my hometown. So it's just such a great movie.
Right.
You know, so just brilliant. So I'm really, really keen to sit down and watch some great movies. And the fact I can download them and listen to them on the train, I don't even have to watch them, is just fantastic. Anyway, just thought we'd jump on to tell you about it. We hope you use it and like it.